It's a great day outside.
It's yeah, a lot of leaves. I don't like driving through leaves.
Well, did you see the problem when the snowstorm happened?
Yeah, there was snow. That's the problem.
Well,
the GW was a mess, but
the whole Upper West Side was messed up.
Really?
Because the snow was getting in the leaves, and all the trees were coming down. Because normally, when it snows, all the leaves are gone.
The leaves carry weight.
Right.
Yeah. That's scary. A leaf, it's like a ball. It's like a snowball.
You don't think it's the leaf, the dead leaf. How much weight can it hold? It's snow. It's
very strong.
Very strong.
Strong leaves.
How was your commute last week? Yeah, it was fine.
Because I drive to work. So it's normally 25 minutes. Now it was half an hour.
Damn. Listen to this. When I was, what was it, Thursday?
Mm-hmm.
Was it Thursday that was
the horrible storm? If it was Wednesday, that would have been
Thursday. Thursday was the day of the horrible storm.
Mm-hmm.
I went to my brother in Astoria. It took me 45 minutes to go 2 train stops.
Really?
Yeah. It was kind of funny. We were talking about that in the car ride coming over. When everyone's freaking out on a train, you kind of find it comical. Like, I got stuck.
Look at these people.
Because people were pissed. The train in Astoria.
You know, it was the way out of work, so it makes no sense. No, I guess if you're going into work, you have a meeting, whatever.
No, but going home, I'd rather get stuck going to work than coming back from work. Because you're already in the mindset. Yeah. You're already in the mindset. You want to get home, take your pants off, and your PJs.
But it's not like it's a disaster that you're like.
No, it's not. No. So the train stop in Astoria is an outside train. So it's not under the ground. So these people were freezing. They had to sit there and wait for the conductor to go 2 stops. And I got stuck in an elevator one time. And growing up, I was like wildly afraid of getting stuck in an elevator. Yeah. And then one time I actually got stuck with another girl and she freaked out more than me. And it's kind of like you need,
I don't believe that.
You need one person to freak out and you also need one person to be like,
how many floors up was it?
It was like 4 floors up.
Oh, I was stuck in the elevator. I think 11 floors.
Yeah, no, it's just getting stuck. I would be freaking out.
So when I was in the subway car, I found it very funny when everyone was freaking out. I found it comical.
Really?
But if everyone else was fine, I'd be freaking out. It's one of those things. You act according to whatever
I think that's literally just you.
I don't think so.
I don't know. I don't think there's an algorithm for how people react in elevators. I just watched A Beautiful Mind. You ever see this?
No.
It's about this guy. He does algorithms. But he looks at it. He was walking around the park and these pigeons are flying around.
Yeah.
And he's writing down on a piece of paper. He's like, I'm trying to figure out an algorithm of how they move in the park. Yeah. That's what I think about when you're saying about the elevator. One person's calm, the other one.
I'm just going nuts.
I can see them not going nuts.
Yeah, no, I see what you're saying. I'm just saying if you're afraid of something and then you're in the situation and someone else is freaking out even more, you kind of realize how silly your fear was initially.
Oh, that makes sense. I mean, I had friends. I don't know why I keep thinking about this, but my friends were in an elevator once and they went out, got fucked up, and it was the dorm elevator. And it wasn't that high up.
Yeah.
So they all decided to jump. At the same time. Like, they did it on purpose.
Morons.
And they jumped. And they were stuck in there for, like, an hour and a half. And they...
That's their fault.
I know.
When you jump, what's happened is the safety brake.
You talk about that a little bit more?
Yeah. In elevators, this is more fun talk.
Oh, this is good. Bring it out, Jay.
More fun talk for me. I go with refrigerator. Today's elevators.
Elevators.
So in elevators, there's a safety brake on the line so that if you fall too fast, it automatically clicks and it just stops. Okay. That's what you trigger when you jump.
Right.
And you know Elijah Otis, you know, the elevator guy?
Yeah.
He didn't invent the elevator. He invented the safety brake for the elevator. Just saying.
Very nice.
Shout out to shout out to Archer. That was in an episode of Archer.
Nice.
But
what about the dude?
What dude?
The Elijah. What's his name? Elijah.
Elijah Otis.
Otis. Yeah. Shout out Elijah Otis. Saving us.
Yeah.
That's more.
Shout out Elijah Otis. Bigger.
Yeah.
I think that was Jake's first ever shout out to Elijah Otis. Usually
more to Archer.
You want to do an introduction?
Oh, man, we forgot.
Before we do, we're cooking right now.
All right, let's do a little introduction. So welcome to the Jake and Jake podcast. That was a little warm-up. Thank you.
That was pretty interesting.
That was good.
Yeah, that is our pre-Thanksgiving pod. I am joined with...
American Thanksgiving. Not Canadian.
Mm-mm.
With my 2 high school BFFs.
Jay Waz, a.k.a. Jay Pod,
don't screw around.
A.k.a. Jay Sarf, a.k.a. Beaumont. Jordan Sarf.
Very nice.
And George Washington.
And I'm Jacob Wasserman. And let's get into Thanksgiving. I don't know. I really did not prepare. I mean, we usually don't prepare.
I don't know why I found that so funny.
Because he said 2 high school BFFs. So I'm like, I can't say my own name.
No, now you can't. No, definitely not.
No, typically, I mean, not typically, we usually do not prepare any conversations.
No.
So do you have anything Thanksgiving-wise that you want to bring up on the podcast today?
We used to do Thanksgiving at a cousin's house, mm-hmm. and then now, like, they have their own family, they have kids, whatever, so it's too much, so now it's just us five, and my grandma comes over.
Really?
Mm-hmm. That's
cool. Oh, here's a good question. What dish makes Thanksgiving Thanksgiving in your house? So I'll start. Like, the Thanksgiving turkey is great, the stuffing is great.
Ask him?
No, no. I was starting it off.
You can't see the question to answer.
Because he was looking, so I wanted to give him a little.
No, you didn't really pause. There was not much of a pause.
There was no wait. All right, I thought he waited and then just
went. No, he took like a tiny breath and then just went into it. But right, as I was taking my breath to say the first word, you just jumped in.
Jake, if we're going to be honest here, I saw a little drool coming from your mouth. There was no way.
I was staring off.
You were staring off.
No.
All right, you can go.
You can go. Go ahead. You started off. I'm in suspense already.
No, I think definitely it's not so much the meal itself, but Thanksgiving morning, my brother and I, we watch the Thanksgiving Day parade and we make French toast. Yeah, on TV.
I've never.
I would never go to the parade.
Never.
No.
Maybe 10 years ago.
I went twice.
Really?
I went twice because my dad was a clown in the parade.
Okay.
That's pretty cool.
That was a lot of fun.
Cool. If you know somebody in the parade.
We have a video. We have pictures. It was a lot of fun. But besides that, Thanksgiving morning, my brother and I, we make French toast. And that's how we get the day started.
I love watching the parade, but I would never go down to it.
No, if I knew somebody in the parade, I would go, but it happened.
No,
to
but
be
now
like,
you can't bring a bag. It's like 10 degrees out.
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
I mean, you can't wear like a jacket. I'm freezing.
No, you can wear a jacket.
You can wear a jacket, but you can't bring water or anything. How are you going to bring water? You can't bring
I'm going to watch him for 30 seconds, then I'm going to leave.
No, you got to get there at like 5 o'clock in the morning to get a spot.
What? Really?
Yeah.
Is that bad?
Yeah, we woke up at 3 a.m. to get a spot. At the parade.
Yeah, you can't just show up.
I don't know how these things work.
Yeah, who do you think you are?
It's the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Shout out Macy's.
Shout out Macy's.
Who might be going under eventually. It'll be the Amazon Thanksgiving Day
Parade. Right, yeah.
Ooh, that's a good idea. The Amazon Day Parade.
Oh, but you say the Thanksgiving Day Parade is your like Thanksgiving thing.
Yeah, I mean, the meal is fantastic, family, whatever. Mm-hmm. But like the Thanksgiving Day Parade with my brother in the morning, that's the highlight. It's actually really funny. I don't know if you watch. Do you watch the parade every year?
I know what it is. Okay. I don't.
No, I love
watching. I'm not. You watch it. I can't. I don't.
I love watching.
I don't waste
it funny
my time
watching the high school bands and the throwing out the batons and no one knows how to catch. That's the highlight.
I never noticed that.
Oh, that's the highlight.
I have not.
But
that's
no,
the highlight
though,
for us.
They need to start with something because they're throwing on channel 7 and channel 4. The problem is the channel 2 and 4. 2 and 4, not 7. But the problem is they show different coverage, so you might see one band on 2 that you won't see on 4. Like, why do I gotta choose?
Oh, I choose the NBC one.
With Al Roker.
Al Roker, yeah.
Who shit his pants at the White House. But,
is that real?
That is real.
You know who you will not be seeing at the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade this year?
Oh.
Matt Lauer. You will not be seeing him.
He's gone.
He's gone. All right.
No, I like. So, what is your meal? What is the Thanksgiving meal?
No, so the meal.
Because every family does something different.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, the meal is classic turkey and potatoes and all that. Jazz. I mean, my aunt, she makes a fantastic chocolate chip pumpkin cake, and that's like the staple at the end for dessert. But nothing really out of left field as for the meal. Mm-hmm. And now I will pause.
I
will pause and give you a chance to answer.
We do just the turkey, very very bland turkey because no one in my house likes flavor.
Nice.
If I was given turkey responsibility 1 year, it'd be blow everyone's mind.
Really?
But I'm not asking for it.
Huge swing at the Teresa residence. Continue.
Because I don't even eat the turkey. So
really?
No, it's so bland.
It depends how you make it.
How is it bland?
Literally,
do you know about the meme?
Do you want to know what goes on our turkey?
Yeah.
Yes.
Butter for the inside of the skin because you got to put some butter underneath. Uh-huh. Garlic.
Okay.
Some teriyaki sauce.
Ooh.
And paprika.
That's it.
Okay.
Okay. How long do you cook it for?
But we get the we don't get a frozen turkey anymore. We get the fresh turkey.
You get the fresh. There's the guys in the was it the fraternity guys. I'm trying to think what group does this. Oh no, there's this meme that's going around, and you text your mom from college. You go, "Hey mom, we're making a turkey. How do I set the microwave to cook the turkey?" And it's like a joke.
You do it in the microwave?
No.
I think you can.
Regardless, it's supposed to make your mother flip out like you're in school. So. My sister did it, and Nancy flipped out. Shout out, Nancy. And she was like, you can't do that? No. And Randy's like, come on, do we set it on popcorn? Like, it's hysterical. And you post the messages after. So a bunch of people are doing it. That's all I could think about when you said the turkey.
The turkey. We do sweet and sour meatballs.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Which are really good.
Who makes those?
My mom makes it all.
His mom does the whole thing? Okay.
Yeah, Melissa's probably making a lot of it.
Really?
Because my mom worked a lot, so. Oh, nice. But, and then, you know, sweet potatoes and mashed potatoes. And
nice. Jordan?
That's about it.
So you're saying, but Jake, what would be your number one out of all those?
Yeah, so what would Thanksgiving like not be Thanksgiving without?
I like the sweet and sour meatballs.
That was really good.
I don't eat the turkey, so.
Right.
So you need that.
Yeah, I eat that.
Okay.
Right.
Jordan?
Well, I do two Thanksgivings because I have the split. So on my dad's side, we always go to our family friends in Antonio.
Wait, same day? Or
yeah, how does that work?
We do Thursday.
What is the logistics?
That's a good question.
Every other year, they switch off on who has the Thursday, of like the actual day of Thanksgiving, and then the other one gets the Saturday.
Okay.
So I do two Thanksgivings.
Who's this year?
This year, my dad has the Thursday, and my mom
Big moment.
Big. But this is good. So we always go to our family friends every other year. Tony and Lloyd. Shout out to Tony and Lloyd because they are. Tony is a fantastic chef. She is incredible.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And she makes it's the sweet potato mashed potatoes. They're just so good. Zach and I load up. And a lot of butter. Holy crap. It should be butter with a side of sweet potatoes. But it is so good. Zach and I go up and we each get a plate of that. And the other plate is just all the other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So we that's like a huge day. Also, you can't eat that morning.
No.
I don't know any person eats breakfast that day.
Cereal.
I couldn't do
cereal
it.
Cereal is light enough.
Yeah.
You got to start at 2. You take a halftime at 6. You finish the rest of the food by 9, 10 o'clock at night. That's how Thanksgiving
What time is dinner at your house for Thanksgiving?
So my dad, when we go to Tony and Lloyd's, I think it starts at like, it's when the first round of football games ends. Like, what is that, like 3 or 4? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like
what is that? Why is dinner at 4 o'clock?
Mine's at 2. When we get there.
Yeah, what is that?
I don't know why.
Because you need to pace yourself. It's a marathon. It's not a sport.
I eat a regular meal for Thanksgiving. I don't gorge on food.
Not so sure about that.
All right. I eat a regular meal.
No, you do. But I don't think it's typically an American idea for you to just have like a nice one plate.
Just have one plate of food.
Nah, America. We need 3 plates. You saw what McDonald's just did? They're making triple stacked breakfast sandwiches. You got to load up. I'm telling you. I just saw the commercial. It looks incredible. Triple stacked. You get McGriddles. You get 3 McGriddles on one.
Uh-huh. Side of what is that? The defibrillator. Every meal comes
with the EKG.
Every meal comes with the defibrillator.
That's insane. Nah, but those sweet potatoes are very good. And I know you said like a thing you guys do. We don't really like do a thing. Mm-hmm. We didn't do it last year. We do a turkey bowl, which is like you play like a football game before you eat.
Yeah, we used to do that.
It was like a touch or tackle.
We played our cousin's house.
So yeah, it was like that. We do a touch game and. You know, we do that like 12 to 2, and we're starving. We come in, we'd eat whatever was like almost done cooking, and then hopefully don't eat all of it because then for dinner, we eat the rest of it.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, Hanukkah this year is like a week
December
after, right?
Second. Yeah.
So it's got two big meal occasions.
Oh, back huge.
To that. No, it's nice. That's when you get double takes of gift cards.
Yeah.
You get the gift cards on Hanukkah. You get the gift cards on Thanksgiving.
You get things for Thanksgiving.
I get it, so we don't have to see them again.
You know what I mean? Oh,
yeah.
But what if there's like a month between Thanksgiving? Like I think next year, even I don't even think we have a Hanukkah next year. I think it's the January the year.
Or just skip a Hanukkah.
Yeah.
I think it's actually the January the next year.
Oh wow!
Mm-hmm.
Damn,
didn't know that.
I don't know if there's I don't think there's one in.
2019, no Hanukkah.
Hanukkah's canceled.
But there's 2 in 2020, I think.
That's, so. Yeah. Oh, 2020, get ready.
Do you still sit at the kiddie table, Sarv?
Great question.
Yeah.
Now there's a certain divide. Now, in the Tony and Lloyd, my dad's side, Thanksgiving, it's all one big table. There's no little kids because my sister's the youngest. So we all sit at one big table. Now, Nancy's side, huge deal. Now, my grandpa there's 3 tables. There's the kiddie table, there's the adults, and then there's the old people. Those are the 3 tables. The elite table is the old people table. Mm-hmm. It's a circular table in my grandparents' house, and they sit, like, let's say, I mean, people at home can't see this, but let's say you have a rectangle, and at the top of the rectangle, you have a circle, like long ways. So, like, you see how that looks? Now, they're at the top. Of the old people. So if you have like, you're like the king of the table and you're at this like round table, which is different from everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And you have so much leg room and all the food starts there because they're old and they got to eat whatever. So
yeah, they're on the last leg.
But it goes all the way down. So if you're at the bottom, you're like a little kid. You literally watch yourself progress in the tables as you get older. Zach and I tried to sit at the old people table last year. We also do this for Christmas. And we were immediately shut down. I've never had this happen. They're like, no, you cannot sit here. It was like, grandma, not like, no, but like, they were like, Uncle Nick is sitting there and Aunt Mary is sitting there. I was like, oh, I'm not ready yet. And I'm not that old yet.
Denied.
Back it up.
But like, back it up.
But the seating, I would say, is always the thing I always look forward to. I know it's ridiculous, but it's just funny to watch like the little kids all the way on one side and like the old people all the way on the other side. And it's like me and my brother and my sister all in the middle.
We damn, you're lucky. It.
Why?
Because me and my brother's practically 30 years old, and we're still sitting at the kitty table. Yeah, we're at the foot of the table. We're barely getting scraps at the end.
We never had that. Even when it was a big thing. Because all the kids were the same age. And it was like, we just sat at the table. It's always a square rectangle table.
Well, I have a question for you, because you're coming from a two-family house, right?
Yeah.
So like, no. Yeah, I'm genuinely curious. Like, when it comes to you leading a Thanksgiving meal, right? Is it gonna have to, are you gonna have to have two separate meals where it's you and then one of your siblings takes the other family, or is it gonna be like you bringing Randy, your dad?
Well, we all know Zach's gonna host because
he's the cook. No, I'm just saying. Yeah. Are you gonna have a thing?
Zach's lazy, also. Shout out Zach.
No, but he's the one that can cook. He's the one that can cook.
No, he's
what did you get
he'll
him
at his house?
He'll cook at somebody else's house. He'll not.
Okay. He won't do dishes.
No, see, that's a big.
But
no.
He'll come to your house and he'll do the cooking.
Yes.
And
then if I said Zach, I'll give you all the ingredients. You just gotta cook everything. He'll do it. He's not at his house.
No. So coming from a two-family house, you, your brother, and your sister for Thanksgiving when you're 30, 40, 50 years old.
Oh, how are we gonna do that?
Are you having both your mom and dad together, or are you gonna have to have two separate meals?
I'm
always curious about how holidays work in two-family houses.
It's gonna be such a mess. I just hope I get to eat turkey and stuffing, and I just hope I get to eat, and then after that,
everyone passes out.
Yeah, no talking. Eat and get out.
To start, I know I'm not gonna be able to get both sides at a meal. I'm not gonna be able to get like my dad's side, my mom's side at a meal, and my siblings
know
that. No, not at all. So I think
you gotta do the one
we may
switch it off maybe.
Yeah, we may do a
like what you do now, I guess.
I guess what we do now, but whoever I'm with, I'll figure that out.
And at what point? No, but this is forever. This is pretty
it's a continuous
universal
thing. Yeah.
When does it switch? When does it go to the kid's house?
I think when the mother
that's a great question.
I think when the mother has the first back surgery and she can't handle big turkey.
That's a little extreme.
I think when she's got like the first time where she's like, I'm old, I don't want to do it anymore.
No, it might just be when the first kid gets a house.
Well, if you're in a relationship, just think of this one. You just forget if you're in a split house like I'm doing. Like, whoever your significant other is, which Thanksgiving are you going to?
Bring it closer to the mic.
I think I'm loud.
No, you're good.
I'm looking at the wave. It was a little low.
Hello. Okay, we're good.
All right, that might be.
That was clean.
Sorry, headphone users.
I got them a wake up. Now they know I'm coming. Ready? So if which Thanksgiving do you go to on that Thursday? Do you go to the girlfriend or boyfriend, or do you go to your own? What do you do?
Well, it's actually a great question, because that is one of the benefits
it
of
depends.
Dating somebody who's not Jewish. So I'm dating someone who's not Jewish right now.
Okay.
And so I know for every Jewish holiday, she will be in my house.
And you're going
so you're
going
to have to give her Thanksgiving.
And I'll be going over for whatever.
Oh, jeez, you know what? I do have that.
You have that.
I do have that. Wow.
Is your girlfriend meeting your family for Thanksgiving this year?
No, but you do both anyway.
Yeah, but I do both. It works out. But like, I do the Jewish holiday, so like, I'll say.
But you also do Christmas.
Yeah, but I don't.
But you can give that.
Not a bond conversation.
You're giving up Christmas?
No, really not. No. Christmas.
You're not giving up Christmas.
Juliana, if you listen to this, you got to. Yeah. We'll talk about this later. But I need Christmas Eve locked in. It has to be locked in grandpa's house. I've been doing that my entire life. No way, no shot. I give that up. I'll give you Thanksgiving. Christmas, my
like a negotiation.
You get all of it.
It is a negotiation. That's really
it is. So yeah, you got to figure it out.
Damn. All right. So Nikki is actually coming to New York next week.
Really?
Shout out to Nikki. She'll be on the podcast next week. And she is meeting my family, extended family, for the first time.
Really?
First time.
Wait,
grandma, grandpa.
Yeah, she met mom. She met dad. She met Zach.
Will there be criticism because she's not Jewish?
See, that's
great
the thing.
Question.
I don't know. No, we'll talk about it on Friday.
They obviously won't do it to her face.
No, they'll
obviously
say it,
behind the scenes, you might hear a little.
Well, we already have one of the cousins who married a non-Jew and she converted. So I think
is that the expectation?
Well, here it is.
That is a tough act to follow.
Yeah, so we have a person who is one of my cousins dated a non-Jewish girl. She converted. My brother, gay. So like.
All right. They softened the blow.
We got a little leeway.
Uh-huh.
So I'm not too worried.
Made them
about
a little more liberal already.
Yeah, right. Exactly. So there's nothing to sweat about. So I'm lucky about that.
Yeah, that's what you think.
I mean, it's a case by case situation, but I think having, you know, gone through it already, it's not as difficult as adjusting to it this time around.
I don't know what it would be in my house. I have no idea. I couldn't tell you. If I brought home a not Jewish girl,
I think your parents would be excited if your parents brought home a girl.
I'm an exception to this topic because
you can't be wrong.
I can't be. Yeah, technically. So
they're just looking for you to be happy.
She's very, I think, Catholic. Very Catholic. You know, the confirmation. What's the other one? Is the confirmation is another one.
Talking of the
communion. Communion. Yeah.
Yeah. Wrong crowd. I don't know.
We used to go to Nick and Achie's, and
that was a communion. I don't think either of them had their confirmation though.
I knew. I mean, I'd been to a confirmation before, and I went to the communion.
I have no idea. So foreign. It's like way out there. That's like the norm for most people, communion, confirmation.
Oh, the communion?
Mm-hmm.
What's the difference between both of them? Do you know?
Confirmation's later. Confirmation is like 14 or something. And what's communion's like 10.
And is there, like, what's the, is that like their bar mitzvah?
Confirmation's like the bar mitzvah. Mm-hmm. Communion is a little like less than that.
We need to get a non-Jew on the podcast for a little confirmation.
Mm. Yeah. When's your girlfriend coming on?
Oh, Juliana?
Yeah.
She'll be in town the weekend of January 3rd, 4th, and 5th. So if you're looking for Juliana, listeners at home, January 3rd, 4th, and 5th.
Come aboard.
Yeah.
So we're having Nikki next week. We're having Juliana in January. And we got to get a Jake Treister
Somebody came up to me and proposed an idea that I think would be hysterical. Uh-huh. And Jake is perfect for this because he knows how household appliances work. So
I do not. This is
How does the fridge work?
This is like
tell me how the fridge.
This is like you've gone to like the outer
scope.
I'm gonna give you one more.
If you could answer this, then I'm officially standing by my statement. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me how the oven works. Just walk me through it. No way.
Don't
sit there and pretend now you don't know.
No, I think you're a lot. You know how the HVAC system, air conditioning units work. You know how refrigerators work. And you know, what was the third one?
What?
Elevators. Every week you're giving us a fact about something like that.
What about the microwave?
Microwave? Oh, I've read about it one time. I read about it. I don't remember, though. I know that it heats up food by making the water molecules vibrate, and then the friction heats up the food.
Perfect. So
I knew that for Bill Nye.
You knew that? Yes, I didn't know that. But my mom suggested this idea to me. She wants to bring I wasn't sure about it, but I'm just going to bring it up. Shout out Coach Nan. I don't know if it's going to work. But she's going to bring three of her friends. Mm-hmm. And I just said for mic reasons, I don't know if that's going to work. But three of her friends would be 3-on-3. And they would like ask us about like how to like do certain things in the house. Like she asked me like a ridiculous question. She said like, how do you vacuum this room? And I'm like, I don't know, you put it in, plug in a vacuum.
How do you vacuum this room?
Like this room. I'm like, well, you plug in the vacuum.
You have to use a vacuum that goes lower.
Yeah.
Or there's ones to different settings.
But she was asking specifically, I didn't realize we use this like tube to vacuum the house. It's like it plugs into the wall. It's like a hole. So she was cracking up at me as I'm explaining how to use a vacuum and I looked ridiculous. So she was like, well, I'm going to come on this.
Wait, so we're going to have.
You don't notice there's like a, what, the tube? Yeah.
Wait, so what is he proposing? That we have 3 40-year-old women come here and ask us how to have like good housekeeping?
Yeah, there's like a hole over here. You see this?
Well, now
you plug like this tube into the hole and like it literally goes, you walk around like this and you suck everything out.
That is.
But like, I didn't think of that. So she's cracking up at me about it.
Well, that's not normal to think of.
I know that. I said you plug in the vacuum and you vacuum. Well, I'm like, I don't know. And then maybe you mop after. I'm just saying, like, it was a mess.
But so you wanted to come on and tell us.
She basically wants to come on the show and laugh at us. And I said, I don't know, Coach. That's it sounds a little harsh, you know, taking that type of criticism on live air.
That was the first Jake and Jake field trip. around the island in the kitchen. Very nice.
Yeah.
I want a kitchen with an island eventually.
I want the island. I want the Benihana stove. I always wanted that in my house.
Oh, like the griddle?
Yeah, like I want to be able to cook it for everybody. Like I'm making eggs and I'm just flipping them up. But everyone, I would have this be the table as well. So it would be a Benihana table.
So you have a nice kitchen. You have a kitchen that like is joined into this room. And then you have the dining room next to it.
Yeah.
We have like that. We have our kitchen is probably like half the size.
I don't think I've been in your house since for like 4 years.
Probably.
I think. No, we did something a couple weeks. I feel like we played video games at your house once.
Maybe.
Damn. Oh, no. Well, it's usually the podcast here or there. So what else? What are the reasons we'd be at the house?
No reason. There's always people there. People. It's always loud.
People.
Well, your house is never empty?
Never.
It's always a party.
It's actually never empty.
Damn.
Because either I'm home or mm-hmm. at school or at work mm-hmm. or everyone's at work or everyone's everywhere, you know, it's never empty. Mm. I haven't been alone since I came home from college.
You know this. I'm always alone as hell.
Ooh, 25 minutes into the podcast. So remember we spoke about like how we want to make an impact on other people's lives through the podcast? So
I have never remembered
what?
That.
What? Were you on this podcast?
What pod were you listening to?
Can you two let me finish?
So, I don't buy the premise. That's okay. The problem.
No, let me elaborate. So you want people to listen to the podcast and somehow we affect their lives. Okay?
Okay, sure.
Yeah. That's where I was getting at. So the first thing that happened, listen. All right. You can do is listen. You're doing a lot of talking.
That sounds great.
All you got to do is listen. So the first thing that ever happened was our Munster cheese debate. Hey, you should put Munster on the bagel. At the mm-hmm. And some guy did it. So my brother and mom are currently in Florida and they listened to Jordan about not going to Toy Story World because they're in Disney right now.
Right.
And they read reviews and everybody, including yourself, says it's overhyped. So they did not go.
Okay.
Because they agreed with you.
Because they know what I'm talking about.
I just wanted to say how our
I feel like podcast, that's like almost suspect.
I feel like we it's help because, each other more.
You guys told me. If someone does something because we recommend it, fine. Yeah. If someone doesn't do something because we recommend it, I feel almost bad about that. Because it's like, that's an opinion.
Talk to this guy.
Alphabetical.
This guy was trashing it all last week.
I stand by my opinions. I do not care. I have learned things on this pod while recording. I now know that you have to show up to the Macy's Day Parade, the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade at 5 a.m. I thought you could just kind of show up, see the floats, and walk.
Nah.
I learned something new, and now I'm going to apply it.
Would you ever go on New Year's Eve?
Never. No. It would have to be like a very special
game. You need like a... Because there are offices there.
I would need to know someone in an office up there or something.
Like
if Pete May was working near like Times Square, he's up by 42nd. Shout out Pete May. It'd be a good shot. I could what's it called?
What like, by like Ernst & Young?
Yeah.
Oh, very nice phone call.
Oh man, Juliana, come on.
It's not the worst.
What? Well, I feel bad.
You gotta decline the girlfriend.
Doing the pod. Okay. Yeah. Buster Fluffy taking a nap in the background for those listening at home. Don't know if you could hear it, but they take it a little nap.
So would you rather go to the parade or the ball drop?
If I had to go to one?
Yeah, those two.
Oh, God.
I think you do the parade.
Parade. There's more to do.
There's more to do. And also, like, after the parade's done, you get to go home at 12 o'clock.
Right.
That's a full day event. And then you have to travel.
To get home from New Year's Eve, you're not getting home until 4 in the morning.
No.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Or you might as well stay
after
out.
There's the party with the concert mm-hmm. and all that.
Ooh, I have a question.
You've never gone. You guys haven't gone to the...
No way.
What's it called? No, you've never gone.
No way.
I've thought about going, not to that, but just going out on New Year's Eve in the city. Just going out, but like I would stay at I would stay at a friend's in the city, but I don't even want to be in the city at all.
Or you can go to the apartment, right?
Yeah.
So
let me figure that one out.
Is that where your mom and dad are? Mom and Adam now?
They have a townhouse. So my dad also lives by Grand Central. So I would normally stay there or Adam, depending on who's home or whatever. But yeah. I like
very
it.
Nice.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
Oh, today I brought the GameCube.
The GameCube, big games today. We were also going to do a draft today, which I'm very excited about. Not sure what.
I don't know what we're going to do.
But I love doing the drafts, and it's more. I think it's more about the Twitter interaction with Pod and us. So please follow us.
Well, if it's Thanksgiving, there has to be something.
We want to just do Thanksgiving.
It's going to be a holiday.
We could do Thanksgiving foods.
No, that's, all of them. That's not enough.
Oh, totally. What's your first pick?
There's not enough.
You could add your own. That's the joy of it. That's the joy of it. You add your own stuff to the thing.
Oh, I guess it could be foods. It could be something around like actual holidays. It could be around.
We could do holidays. Holiday drift.
Yeah. It could be holiday drift.
I like that.
Okay, there we go.
I like that.
All right. Oh,
all holidays?
29 minutes?
Yeah, all holidays.
Oh, that's a good one.
Let's start wrapping up. I actually really like this idea. All right. You got any shout outs, Jake, besides the guy who made the elevator break?
No.
You got a shout out.
Yeah. Shout out Juliana. Love you very much. Shout out. What is it? Elijah. What's his last name?
Otis.
Elijah Otis. You save me every time I go in an elevator because I don't like those things. But thank God you made the safety break. Also, shout out Jake for telling me about Elijah Wood or Elijah Otis.
Elijah Wood.
Elijah Wood's the actor, yeah, my bad.
Have you ever been in an elevator where you have to operate the door yourself?
Great question. No. But I've seen I've been in London. I went to London when I was younger, the elevator had you had to open the door.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't do it. There was somebody in the elevator that did it. So I've seen them before, but I had to do it.
That's how freight elevators work. Most of the time, it's the manual door, so mm-hmm. it doesn't shut on you.
And can I throw one more in really quick? I'm really sorry.
Yeah, sure.
Happy anniversary to Mom and Adam. I don't think today's 10. I think it's 11 years.
Very nice.
Awesome. Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
Yeah.
And you didn't mention it, but before the podcast, shout out to Tyler Daspy.
A regular
who listens to the podcast. We appreciate your support.
Huge shout out.
Today was pretty mellow.
Relaxed day. I'm exhausted. Man.
Yeah, we're exhausted. We're both a little.
It's Sunday. Work.
Yeah.
Oh, there he goes.
I hate the 2 day weekend. Weekend would be
Friday off. Work 4 days a week and hang out.
Because Saturday you came home from work, tired from the week. Sunday you got to get started for the next week.
Sunday you're prepping, you do laundry.
Yeah, you do laundry, cooking. Yeah.
You think we should have one more day of rest?
Absolutely.
Of the week, like Friday.
Because studies show that most of the productivity in the week happens the first 4 days.
Makes sense. Yeah, nobody does anything on Friday. Mm-hmm. They just want to squeeze out whatever's left of you for the first 4 days.
Would that transfer to Thursday?
Yes, it would.
Totally. What do you mean? That would wait for Thursday. I would just be like, all right.
See, that's the thing. That's the problem.
I would sit there and wait for Thursday. I'd be like, Thursday. Come on.
All right, cool. I guess that's
really it. Yeah.
That's it.
All right. Follow us on Twitter at JakePod. Thank you to Anchor for letting us do the podcast. And happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Be safe. The day with the most drunk driving accidents is Thanksgiving Eve. So be safe.
That was Officer Jake. All right. Thanks so much, everybody. Have a great holiday.